Something we call it back. You're free to call in, talk about anything you want, and we do it live 7 nights per week. Had a guy from a radio station ask me about, we had best ofs on the weekend. Like, no, best of on this show.
7 nights a week.
All live.
Free talked night. Live.
Yeah.
Most holidays, too.
That's true. As soon as, if we can bribe a board operator into coming into work, we will be on Christmas Day.
Since we, it's called pay.
Yeah, I guess bribe's probably not the right thing. Yeah, you're incentivizing them to not take the day off, though.
Sure, but I mean, a bribe suggests that you're getting them to do something that's wrong or bad.
Good point.
Not really that.
Well, for some people, it might feel wrong to take it, you know, to work on a holiday. I don't know. Whatever.
Some people, it feels wrong to work.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. A board operator says he considers it an award when he is working for us on Christmas Day and such. So, yeah, we'll be here
for
you.
Him, that's just him going for a larger award. Award.
Wow.
Good and for him. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. Still much to discuss here tonight, including news about the TSA. But, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. The TSA officers apparently in Miami have been accused of trashing a South Beach hotel room and repeatedly firing a gun. According to Miami police, two TSA officers partied a little too hard on Tuesday night, trashing their South Beach hotel room, then picked up a semi-automatic handgun and shot 6 rounds out the window.
Oh, wow.
People are killed every year in the United States. And this is, by the way, big in Mexico to shoot guns in the air, Central America. And people are killed all over the world by people shooting guns in the air.
It's a terrible
idea. Bullets go up. Then they come down.
Right.
And there was a, on Halloween night in Atlanta a couple of years ago, some little boy was, little 4 or 5 year old boy was killed in church, sitting in church in the pew. Bullet came in through the roof and killed him.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Don't do this. If you want to shoot a gun off in celebration, use blanks. Shoot into the ground.
Right.
Do whatever it is. Do not shoot bullets into the air.
Or at anything. I mean, it doesn't even sound like they were shooting him in the air. One bullet pierced the $1,500 hurricane impact-resistant window to nearby New York. Nearby Barney's,
wow.
New York, penetrated a wall and tore to some jeans in the closed store's stockroom. So they were just shooting out the window. According to store manager, no one was injured, thankfully. Jeffrey Piccolella and Nicholas Anthony Puccio, in their mid-20s, were arrested just before midnight. Palm Beach County men have been charged with criminal mischief and use of a firearm while under the influence. In a city known for wild late-night behavior, merely tossing speakers, lamps, a phone, ice chest, and a vase out the second-floor room at the Hotel Shelley might not have drawn much attention. So that's what else they did.
Right. I got it.
But according to an incident report, a front desk clerk and security guard called police at about 11 p.m. And after they heard
11 p.m.? Well, they were lit up light and lit up high and lit up early.
Yeah, followed by 3 to 5 more shots after a few seconds. When the clerk went back inside the hotel, a guest told him someone was throwing furniture and bric-a-brac out the window of room 217.
Really? Someone used that phrase?
Yeah.
That's a great phrase.
Detective Vivian. Vivian Hernandez, police spokes bureaucrat, said that officers arrived and after a shell casing was found on the ground amid broken room furnishings, the SWAT team was called out.
Wow.
Investigators went into the men's room and took them to police headquarters in a recorded interview.
So the SWAT team was called out, but investigators went into the room. Does that mean the SWAT team didn't get there in time?
Well,
they just knocked on the doors.
And
like, are you kidding me? I'm not waiting for the SWAT team.
Puking their guns out or something? Or like they just were way too drunk? I mean, what was that about?
It's a waste. It seems like a waste of a deployment to me. But
They're always looking for a reason to bring the SWAT team out. I mean, some guy's shooting out a hotel window. I mean, it's better than a drug raid.
But it says investigators went in the room. Yeah. I mean, investigators sounds like the more experienced guys went up and knocked on the door.
It sounds that way, but it could just be the way
I think it's just the lingo. They just add that word in there. Oh, well, let's call them investigators. We use the word police officer too many times in that article.
I think that JJ's right on that. This very well could just be the article's author here trying to call the SWAT team investigators. In a recorded interview, one of the TSA agents told the detective that he and his buddy were drinking before returning to their hotel room. He allegedly said they opened a window, tossed several objects out, and then grabbed a .380 caliber pistol from his luggage and took turns shooting out the window. Puccio said the story was untrue, so his friend said, what his other his buddy said one thing, and then his friend said that's not true.
See, there's furniture on the lawn and shell casings, but what he said isn't true.
Hotel management said $400 worth of furniture was destroyed. The two men were booked at a $5,500 bond each. GSA spokes bureaucrat.
I wonder if this had been you or I, what our bail would have been.
That's a good question. Did they get preference because they work for the feds? GSA spokesbureaucrat wrote in an email that the two men are part-time officers who have worked 1 and 2 years respectively for the agency. They were not in Miami Beach on TSA business. They say, quote, TSA holds its employees to the highest professional and ethical standards. We will review the facts and take appropriate action as necessary.
Could you see this scene happening? It's like one guy's like, hey, man, I got a gun. We're all wasted. And let's just play with the gun. And another guy's like, well, we shouldn't do that, man. It's like bad to go shooting and go, hey, we work for the government. Man, we can do whatever we want. Yeah, the government workers, man.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I doubt they talked about it, but, you know.
I think they did.
They know
two
it.
Drunk guys? Are you kidding me? They're like, yeah, man, let's shoot the window.
I'll never figure it out.
I think that people who have power know they have power, and they know that people that have power respect people with power. And so I suspect that they, and rightly, I think that they probably got a lower bail. They shot a gun out of a hotel room in a populated city.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I might have been charged with attempted murder.
No doubt. No doubt. It's certainly reckless. And who knows what the average person would have been charged with. So, yeah, let's compare hotel room trashings. You know, Johnny Depp or some Hollywood star, what's the guy that's always getting drunk? Yeah, Charlie Sheen.
Has he trashed hotel rooms? I don't know.
I think he has. So, Charlie Sheen, and then you got these TSA guys, and then just the average drunken hotel room lout. What are the
trashing of a hotel room, you're probably going to get charged for the trashing of a hotel room.
Yeah.
But shooting out of a window, that's a pretty big deal.
That is above and beyond, definitely.
So toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, we'll never find out the rest of the story.
Right? The TSA, Paul Harvey's dead.
The TSA spokesperson, well, there's that, but also the TSA spokesperson here is saying, we will review the facts and take appropriate action as necessary. But no one's ever going to follow up on this. Whoever wrote this article...
Well, the TSA doesn't want this to hit the press again.
No.
Of course not.
No. So odds are good these guys probably aren't going to lose their jobs, because it's very rare that you'll see government bureaucrats lose their jobs for poor behavior in public. They'll get maybe a tongue lashing, if that... And that'll be about it.
Oh, I think the TSA will drop these guys.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Because they're part-timers?
Well, they're just not worth keeping around. I mean, really?
I think Mark has a point.
These guys aren't worth keeping around.
They're so low on the totem pole anyway.
If you do hear this story, it's because they kept them. Hear anything more about this story, it's because they kept them around. They should absolutely drop these guys. They'd be fools to keep them around.
So, again here, 855-453, when Charlie Sheen trashed the hotel room.
The TSA agent is the lowest on the low end of the federal totem pole.
Like bottom feeders.
And I mean, they don't reach the level of deputy in a county. So I don't think that people have a great deal of respect for them and are going to give them a great deal of deference. I think that mostly the deference they got was their bail.
Charlie Sheen, by the way, trashed a hotel room. Damage totaled approximately $7,000. So when you're a Hollywood star, you can do a little more damage.
No, it means nothing to him with all the movie residuals he gets from rentals and stuff like that. I don't imagine it's a big deal.
All right, well, there's other...
That's just the residuals for 1 month from Cadence.
Those aren't the only airport employees that are behaving badly. Mark, you've got a related story.
Yeah, apparently.
But it's not about the TSA.
Well, sort of it is.
Sort of?
JFK, CBSLocal.com, NewYork.CBSLocal.com. Think twice before you check your luggage at JFK International Airport. Cash, jewelry, electronics, and valuables are being stolen from passengers' baggage at a staggering rate.
Uh-oh.
It's happening as a result of inside jobs that aren't being stopped. CBS2's Marcia Kramer reports exclusively. Apparently, there's more than 200 thefts. Per day.
What?
200 thefts per day.
That's crazy.
It is.
And it hasn't stopped.
No. And
what?
I'll tie this in as to why it's the TSA's fault in a minute.
All right, great. We'll hear about it. 855-450-FREE and take your calls as well, whether you want to share your bad TSA experiences or anything that's on your mind. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More airport employees behaving badly. But first, You can visit us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com, interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there, and get show notes of the stuff that we talk about on these airwaves. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com. Do all that for free.
You put a bunch of cash in your suitcase, and airport employees certainly can take it. But one thing they can't take is your bitcoins. Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without needing permission from any bank or government. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to bitinstant.com, you can have bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your bitcoins with cash, visit bitinstant.com.
All right, so the news is out of JFK Airport in New York City, where, Mark, you're saying that 200 thefts are being reported per day.
That's right.
And that people are losing stuff out of their bags that they're checking?
Yes, that's right.
That's insane.
It's great.
Yeah, I personally would never travel with anything valuable in my bag.
Absolutely not.
Nothing.
If you're going to travel with something valuable, pack it up, insure it, and ship it via FedEx.
Yep.
And then get it when, you know, send it to the hotel.
Law enforcement forces told Kramer that thefts at the airport have increased at a staggering and alarming rate. There are now more than 200 a day, and that's every day. Baggage handlers, jetway workers, and even security people are all in on the ongoing scam to steal you blind. The bell of the airplane has become a flea market for airport employees. They go in there and go through the luggage unencumbered and unchecked.
Wow. Apparently completely unchecked, because if there are 200 complaints coming in per day, then it's not like you don't know where this is happening. It's not like you just, where did I misplace my phone? Or you've lost something in your daily travels. This is all happening in one specific location. So it's pretty clear that the investigation doesn't have to go beyond the airport terminal. Why is it they can't track this down? Why is it they can't find out who's doing this? Are there no security checks on these people?
They are security.
Huh?
I mean, the security's doing it too, is what the accusation is.
I see.
What we're seeing out there is really anything that isn't nailed down is being stolen. For that matter, I would caution someday if the tires weren't missing. I wouldn't be surprised if someday the tires weren't missing from the aircraft. This is crazy. Thieves are so successful, they engage in luggage profiling. They go after the most expensive luggage, but they also check out where you came from. Mm-hmm. So you live in Scarsdale or Muttontown or North Woodmere. I have no idea where these places are. You're more likely to have your bags opened up and possibly things stolen. It's really occurring on the tarmac or as it's being loaded into the aircraft, Shea said.
Wow.
Once they found the goodies, Shea said that there are many ways to make off with them. Sometimes they get loaded into the back of one of the vehicles out of the airport. They're searched through. They can be discarded as rubbish. Other times they're leaving the airport grounds. In other words, thieves steal your bags, but as a passenger, you never find that out. The airlines say they're just lost in transit. The airlines
they're just jacking the whole bag.
What's that?
They're just jacking the whole bag in some cases?
Sometimes they don't want to report these thefts because it's bad for business. They don't want to talk to reporters about it because even if your luggage isn't stolen, you could still be a target. Fares go up clearly because of this. It's a cost of doing business. They pay out and they hide the fact that these items are stolen. Most travelers have no idea what's going on. You know, you're now scared. Now you're scared the heck out of me, as a Sutton Place resident, Lewis Polk. I'm surprised I didn't know it was so bad, added another person here. You know, these people are getting their stuff stolen. A lot of times this is jewelry that people feel very close to. And, I mean,
is it related to the TSA in some way?
The TSA, I think the way you can see, the TSA wants to be able to go through your bag. It used to be you put little locks on your luggage. I know that the younger people listening don't remember this, but you used to put locks on your luggage in order to keep people from going through them. Now, this doesn't do anything but keep a thief from, if they want to get into your luggage, they have to cut it open rather than just being able to zip it up, take a look, and if they don't like it, zip it back.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is probably, they did this profiling, they found out where the good places are and how to find the good luggage and stuff like that. They probably started by unzipping luggage, and this probably wouldn't have gotten so bad if it wasn't for the fact that the TSA makes it so that you can't lock your luggage. If you do lock your luggage, TSA is going to cut the lock off.
Right.
Well, right. So the TSA does have guys in the luggage room checking through things. So the TSA could very well be involved in this, too.
They could. I mean, I don't know if they are, but it's their rules that have allowed this to go on, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their rules about your luggage, they tell you that your luggage is going to be, your lock's going to be cut off and your luggage is going to be gone.
Well, this is just one more straw on the camel's back as far as destroying the idea of the security theater around flying. And the theater you go through with the pat down or irradiation or molestation, depending on which line you're in. And then, of course, your luggage is subject to being rifled through and stolen from. So it's like there is no security at the airport.
Well, clearly, also, they can't even keep you secure from their own employees.
Right.
And you can't carry the gun on your check baggage. You can't carry it on you. And if you check it, it's going to get stolen. I mean, that's how crazy this is. So you don't really have an option when it comes to carrying a weapon. You can either not carry your weapon. I mean, these things cost between, you know, $300 to $3,000, depending on what it is.
Right.
And they can get quite a bit for that in the black market, which I'm sure these guys, they can only have so many pieces of jewelry. I'm sure they're connected at this point. I don't know how they're going to bust this ring. I hope they do bust this ring at some point. But, it's the TSA's rules that caused this to happen.
I think people should stop frequenting. I mean, honestly, there's people who have to travel for business,
sure,
and their livelihood, of course. But, you know, the airports that have a big problem with this, just fly out of somewhere else and don't give those airports your dollars. You know,
there is a second airport.
How are you going to find out, though? If it wasn't for this story, nobody would know. They just think, oh, well,
yeah,
luggage,
you know,
got lost.
I think more of a consumer watchdog sort of website where people could post their claims about certain issues they've had. I don't know. I think that this sort of information needs to get out there and needs to get spread amongst people who travel so that they can make a more informed decision.
Absolutely. 200 per day. I mean,
crazy, isn't it?
It would have sounded more accurate if it were 200 per month, but 200 per day is insane.
Insane.
And the idea that they can't do anything to stop it really is, it does show that either the security crew is in on this or they're completely inept and incompetent. I mean, how hard is it to set up video cameras within these areas? I mean, they don't already have monitoring behind the scenes. There's plenty of cameras out there in the terminal, but not in the baggage handling area.
There are cops crawling all over the airport. You're telling me the NYPD can't set up these cameras and watch this stuff? Or they just don't want
to. No, I think what they need to do is hold some people accountable, and then, you know, the rest of the individuals there are going to get the idea that, well, if we do this, we're going to be held accountable. I think, obviously, it starts with that, and making the individuals who have lost things whole. That's the other part of the solution.
Well, the airlines are making them whole. They're just charging everybody who flies.
Yeah, but
more.
That's not the solution. You're charging all of your customers for the malintent of your employees, and that isn't how you solve the problem.
The cops are supposed to fix these problems, and the cops don't want to do it.
Clearly, 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and that's because they don't have the incentive to. What benefit are the cops going to get if they manage to bust this ring? They don't pick up anything from that. They don't get a bonus. More on the way here, 855-450-FREE, that is Free Talk. This is Free Talk Live.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashed tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality, non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in the bag that is heat-sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123SurvivalPlan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123SurvivalPlan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. Still plenty of time for you and your thoughts. 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark. Don't forget, you can learn more about what JJ's up to. I mentioned he is the producer behind Freekeen TV, and he's also put together his own YouTube channel to promote his business, which is relatively new. And
that's right.
You're hitting the scene, and you're running with went ahead with doing some video production work for folks. You've called the business Starfall Media, and there is a YouTube channel that folks can access. If you Google Starfall Media, will that be the
I believe it, yes. It comes up as one of the YouTube results in, like, the third result or whatever.
Or if you go to YouTube and look for Starfall Media.
Yes, yeah. And it's basically just has a demo roll of the various things that I do at video, and I'm basically looking to do more polished advertisement as well as music videos and that sort of stuff, message videos.
Awesome, and I think it's really cool that you kind of got the ball rolling in this because you were doing video activism kind of work and really got proficient with doing video editing and that sort of thing and decided to, hey, it'd be cool to make money off of this talent.
Yeah, I've been basically working with Freaking TV for almost a year now, and you know, we're on episode 36 this week, and so there's a lot of experience gained from that, and I hope to parlay that experience into more video work. It's the art form that I like to use right now. I was a musician for many years, and now video combines the music and the video portion, and so it's a multi-dimensional art form for me.
So to get in touch with you, what's the best way? So if they find Starfall Media's channel on YouTube and they like what they see as far as your demo reel is concerned, is there a contact information in the demo reel?
I have a contact information, yeah, on the information part of that page.
In the description?
Has my email address, and or they can send me a message through YouTube as well.
Perfect.
So, yeah, either way, it'll give you my email. I don't want to read it off because it's not an easy email address to just remember.
Right? XR49.
No, it's JJ/ at Gmail, but...
Slash. You have to know how to spell.
Yeah, you have to know how to spell it.
Sorry. So once again, Starfall Media on YouTube, go and check out JJ's work. And, of course, as you're doing more of it, I imagine you'll be posting more videos there on
your
channel.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Excellent. All right, so 855-453 is the toll-free number here, too. Your phone calls and your thoughts, and then JJ is going to tell us about some other news regarding the FBI and the alleged terror plots that they have been supposedly uncovering. First, we go to Kenny, listening in Indy to WXNT. Kenny, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to weigh in on this airline luggage theft.
All right.
About a year ago, I was flying from Indianapolis back to Portland, Oregon. And I get my medicine from the VA, and I take Vicodin and Valium. And I had it in my carry-on luggage. And since it could be like, they claimed it could be some kind of like, I don't know, explosive.
Yep, exploding Vicodin, right?
To the stuff that goes downstairs, the check-in baggage.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I got back from Indianapolis. I got my bags out, and my medicine was gone.
Uh-huh, yep. Yeah, well, those things will sell for $20 a pill or something like that. So 5, 10, 20 bucks a pill, depending on how many milligrams of drugs are in them on the black market.
This is what gets me. It takes like a letter from a congressman to get an early refill from the Veterans Hospital.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that hard to get an early refill.
Right.
And I called Southwest Air, I guess I hope I can say their name. I called the airline I was traveling on, and you know what the lady told me? Oh, this happens all the time. And I'm like, for real? You just told me that without even blinking an eye. This happens all the
right.
time.
This happens and, all the time.
Hey, buddy, comes with the territory. If you don't like it, then screw off.
Yeah, basically, the what I got. So she had, like, some prefabbed form. She faxed to my doctor, and I had to jump through the VA hoops to try to get my medicine refilled. And then they sent me a $25 off my next flight with them coupon.
$25 is all you got for all that medication?
$25, and it was at least 9 hours at the VA trying to get my early refill because and, you know,
incredible.
You know, and I don't know what role the airlines or the airports or the local police or whatever have in this, but I mean, really, it's that hard to put up some cameras? I mean, just the cameras themselves deter people.
Yeah, but not only do you have to put up the cameras, but you have to monitor them, and you have to
You don't actually
it.
Have to monitor them.
Well, if people know that no one's monitoring the cameras, they're going to find out.
But you can go Wait back
Mark,
and look.
We've already established that it's not just one type of individual. It's not just the baggage handlers, per se.
Sure.
It's the security.
Put them all over.
Maybe it's a pervasive problem through all the employees there, and they're going to just back each other up. The thin blue line follows in nearly all of these government-sanctioned positions of security and all that crap.
Well, you know, I find almost the most disturbing is they accuse me, an American citizen. I don't know what does a terrorist look like, of course, but they accuse me of having something that could be dangerous,
right.
only so they could get it out of my possession,
right.
where somebody could steal it from me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
it's an age-old trick.
Yeah. Wow, man.
Yeah, it was crazy. So
Kenny, thanks for sharing that, man. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that'll do it. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate hearing from you out there. Yep, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, whoever was screening the baggage on that particular day flipped his bag open and basically saw, I mean, however, depending on how many pills he had sitting in there, if he had 10 pills in there, that's $200 on the black market.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, might as well be cash sitting in there.
That's right.
It's a heck of a lot easier to sell than your grandma's brooch.
Toll-free number here again, 855-450-FREE. And you're welcome to tell us your TSA hell stories or whatever's on your mind. In other news, JJ, there's news regarding the FBI and their supposed busts of all these terrorists.
That's right. Now, this story comes out of the Guardian newspaper out of England.
Because it's the only way to get good reporting.
And that's the point I was going to make, is that if you want to find reporting on the FBI here in the United States, you're going to have to look to outside sources. So this story, the title is The Ex-FBI Informant with a Change of Heart. There is, quote, "there is no real hunt, it's fixed," unquote. Craig Monolith says he did not balk when his FBI handlers gave him the okay to have sex with the Muslim women his undercover operation was targeting, nor at the time did he shy away from recording their pillow talk. Quote, they said, if it would enhance the intelligence, go ahead and have sex. So I did, unquote. Monolith told the Guardian as he described his year as a confidential FBI informant sent on a secret mission to infiltrate Southern Californian mosques.
What kind of terrorists? I mean, I Muslim women are supposed to be chaste. If you're able to have sex with them, how are they going to know about the good terrorists? I don't know. I'm a little befuddled by this. If you're getting paid to have sex with you know, women, whatever.
Looks suspicious.
Yeah. The Muslim women were American women here in the United States, and they were just practicing Muslim. So it was a
not practicing that hard, I guess.
practicing something.
Going back to the story.
This is Ian's joke for the month.
Oh, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
It is an astonishing admission that goes to the heart of the intelligence surveillance of Muslim communities in America in the years after 9/11. While police and FBI leaders have insisted that they are acting to defend America from a terrorist attack, civil liberties groups have insisted they have repeatedly gone too far and treated an entire religious group as suspicious. Monsiel, I'm sorry, mispronouncing his name, but it's a very strange name. Monsiel was involved in one of the most controversial tactics, the use of confidential informants in so-called entrapment cases. This is where suspects carry out or plot fake terrorist attacks at the request or under the close supervision of an FBI undercover operative using secret informants. Often those informants have serious criminal reports or are supplied with financial motivation to net suspects.
Yep, they're given, you know, bounties essentially for the arrests. They'll get a certain amount of money for every arrest that they're sort of involved in. That's a really perverse incentive. And these aren't police officers; these are informants.
Yeah, in the case of the Newburgh Four, where four men were convicted for a fake terror attack on Jewish targets in the Bronx, a confidential informant offered A confidential informant offered $250,000, a free holiday, and a car to one suspect for help with the attack.
Yeah.
That's how he bribed him. That's a lot of money and a car.
Hold that thought. We're going to come back with more on this in a moment, because for longtime listeners of this show, this is old news in that we know the FBI has been ginning up terrorism. We'll come back with more.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Available now, four new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am that serious. Takes away everything you can get. Keep them all over this affordable land.
And they call it democracy.
I've had enough of
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for you and your thoughts. If you dial in now at 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. And what is SACL CAI?
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you have a business, whether that business is, you know, a service business or a doctor's office or a bank or a utility of some sort or whatever it is that you do, SACL CAI can help with your accounts receivable. They have the best equipment money can buy so that your customer's business is handled as efficiently as possible. They record every call. They treat your customers with respect. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
So we've been talking over the years about each one of these instances of alleged terrorism that the news media has been parroting the government press releases about, saying, look, see, the government really is out there keeping you safe. They brought all these terrorists to justice. They were going to blow up people and kill folks. And when you start doing the research into these matters and you start reading the details about it.
Most of these people were on the FBI payroll. They were coerced into what they were doing in some way, shape, or form. Some of them had their romantic relationships were, you know, FBI informants. They'd have jobs scuttled by the FBI. They'd be given all kinds of benefits. They'd be, you know, cajoled into these situations. Yep. It's amazing.
Right. So basically, in most of these cases, they find some dupe who's willing to be influenced, easily influenced by you know,
certain mad
FBI folks. Yeah, and legitimately. I mean, mad for legitimate reasons.
Well,
and
in this story, it's a little different. As you'll find out, basically, this guy, Montiel.
Well, this is an FBI. He worked for the FBI.
He was an informant, yeah. He basically, I'm not going to have enough time to get through it all, so I'm going to get to the parts and just explain how he got involved. He was working out at a gym, and so there were some off-duty officers there working out with him. He started talking about how, at a point in his life, he was down after a divorce, and he was running fraudulent checks. And, you know, he was involved in some of the crime, underground crime of the situation in that area. And he provided them with some information about the crime that was the crime people he dealt with. Mm-hmm. Now that he wasn't in that anymore, and so that information was valuable. So the ex officers were like, well, hey, how about you work with us in the you know, some undercover work and do some informant work? And then he had some training, basically with the FBI, and Well, getting into it here, I'm going to continue with the article because it starts to talk about.
Right before we went to break, they were talking about how he was approved to sleep with women in a mosque, basically, in the hopes of getting some sort of information out of them.
Exactly. He was he was recording basically all the conversations he had. And now Montiel has regrets about his involvement in a scheme called Operation Flex, sitting in the kitchen of his modest home near Irving, Los Angeles. Montiel said the FBI should publicly apologize for his fruitless quest to root out Islamic radicals in Orange County, though he does not hold out much hope that that will happen. Quote, they don't have the humility to admit a mistake, he said. Mm-hmm. Montiel's story sounds like something out of a pulp thriller. Under the supervision of two FBI agents, the muscle-bound fitness instructor created a fictitious French-Syrian alter ego called Farouk Aziz. In this disguise, in 2006, Montiel started hanging around mosques in Orange County, the long stretch of suburbia south of L.A., and pretended to convert to Islam. He was tasked with befriending Muslims and blanket recording their conversations. All this information was then fed back to the FBI, who told Montiel to act like a radical himself to lure out Islamic sympathizers. Yet, far from exceeding, Montiel eventually so unnerved Orange County Muslim community that they got a restraining order against him, and in an ironic twist, they also reported him to the FBI. Yeah.
So this guy is following his orders.
Yes.
He's told, okay, you're in on the mosque, you're converted to Islam, now start talking crazy and start, advocating for violence and see what happens. And it didn't work because these Muslim folks that he was around are not violent people and they don't want to be around violent people. So they tell on him to the FBI.
This has happened over and over and over again with their informants that they stick in these mosques as they get snitched on all the time. But they don't care. You know, what difference does it make if, they're not really going to get in any trouble?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to skip ahead a little bit. He said the FBI had two basic aims. Firstly, they aimed to uncover potential militants. Secondly, they could also use any information Montiel discovered, like an affair or someone being gay, to turn targeted people into becoming FBI informants.
Nice.
None of it seemed to unnerve his FBI bosses, not even when he carried out a suggestion to begin seducing Muslim women and recording them.
Yeah, right. Carried out the suggestion.
Montiel's
tough job.
Yeah, and talking about how his using this working with the government, he says Montiel's own attitude evolved into something very similar. I was untouchable. I'm a felon. I'm on probation, and the police cannot arrest me. How empowering is that? It's very empowering. You begin to have a certain arrogance about it. It's almost taunting. They told me, "Quote, you are untouchable." He said.
They told him that.
They told him that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's not going to get any trouble.
Right.
He's got the FBI on his side. Any local police give him any trouble.
Just call in a favor.
Yeah. Well, and he was not even a favor.
Yeah, and he's earning more
than... The FBI doesn't do favors for local police.
Saying he would call in a favor from the FBI. Like, if the cops arrested him for something...
Oh, I see, for something else.
He would call in the FBI, and they'd get him out of it.
But he was also well paid. At the peak of Operation Flex, Montiel was earning more than $11,000 a month.
Woo!
But he was wrong about being untouchable. Far from uncovering radical terror networks, Montiel ended traumatizing the community was sent into. Instead of embracing calls for jihad or his questions about suicide bombers or his claims to have access to weapons, Montiel was instead reported to the FBI as a potentially dangerous extremist. A restraining order was also taken out against him in June 2007,
by
asking
the mosque.
Him to stay away from the Islamic Center of Irvine. Operation Flex was a bust, and Montiel had to kill off his own life as Farouk Aziz. The story did not end there. In circumstances that remain murky, Montiel then sued the FBI over his treatment, claiming that they abandoned him once the operation was over. He also ended up in jail after Irvine police prosecuted him for defrauding two women, including a former girlfriend, as part of an illegal trade in human growth hormone at a fitness club.
Apparently, he wasn't quite as untouchable as
he claims. He claims those actions were carried out as part of another secret sting operation, which she was forced to carry out.
I'm sure.
So, basically, he says now Montiel says he set up some people are trying to blackmail the Afghani into being informants through the FBI. They're trying to, use his ties that he's gotten to blackmail people and turn people into informants, and how the FBI is basically just using people to, continue their lust for cases and basically giving their own existence a reason, basically. Giving, right. You know, creating this illusion.
To justify their own budgets and justify future increases in those budgets.
What I found so telling in that is with the $250,000 and the car and the trip that he offered one person just to participate in this with him. I mean, this was just one payoff for one individual. That's a lot of money. And he was getting, what, $11,000 a month was his rate from the FBI there for a while.
It's huge.
That's pretty sweet money.
Right. And as, you know, and they find a person who's a felon who's already marginalized in society, who has all these, he's on probation.
Right. How many felons are going to have a chance to make $11,000 a month?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not only that, but also being told by the FBI that you're untouchable.
Right.
How many talk show hosts make $11,000 a month? I mean, that's huge, huge money. The FBI needs to get over here and snitch on you people.
Wow.
You know, it's interesting. I think the most interesting part about the story, besides the fact that he's kind of revealing the inside scoop of how things go on, is that the Muslim community ostracized this guy.
Exactly.
Like, he came into to their community thinking he was going to be able to gin up some...
Oh, yeah, they're all crazy. Bombers. Right.
And then, whoops, you're violent? Well, we'd rather not you be around. How about you leave? Okay, look, we don't want you in our mosque anymore. He keeps coming back. All right, restraining order time. You know, they really were serious about this guy not being around them.
Yep.
Apparently some of the chicks dug it.
Well, apparently.
Well, yeah, but who knows what he, you know, could have lured them with or some false claims. And, I mean, he's being, you know, looked at, investigated for fraud with two of these women. So well,
some people are into guys with money, so that could have been a factor. Could have been flashing cash around.
Sure.
He was sure had plenty to flash around.
So basically, the moral of the story is this: the government worked with this guy to create scenarios or to flesh out scenarios. That was their goal, was to flesh them out.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't flesh out any scenarios. They were the ones. Their informant was the one who was radical. He was the extremist,
right?
And he was the one that was out of line. Yeah. So it's like it's completely backfired. It's that the government, you know, they can't really do much of anything right.
Well, and this is what's going on with most of these cases, is that these people, that the FBI, in whatever way they found them, have been on their payroll, they've been under their thumb, they've been supplied, they've been armed, all by the
FBI.
From
the word go.
Paid, armed, and supplied by the FBI.
And the Muslims did the right thing in this case. Somebody comes around your activist movement, starts to talk about violence, give them a chance to change their tune, and if they don't, get away from them. Bad news. All right, we'll see you online in the meantime between now and tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.